The Attorney General, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and the Department of Health and Human Services have come to a settlement following a 2-year investigation into the child welfare practices by DHHS. The settlement comes after an investigation that began in 2015 after community members raised concerns into the Department of Health and Human Services practices and policies regarding child welfare services, such as mandatory reporting, screening practices, and cross-reporting with the Sheriff's Office. Nika Megerson is part of the Child Welfare Services Division at the Department of Health and Human Services.
In 2015, many of our community partners contacted the Attorney General to say that collaboration and the way that we were receiving mandated reports and collaborating with law enforcement wasn't where it needed to be.
Megerson shared what was happening in the Child Welfare Services Department that was grounds for investigation.
There's a section of the Penal Code, which is an acronym CANRA. It stands for the Child Abuse and Neglect Reporting Act. And that is a section of the Penal Code that talks about our obligation and law enforcement's obligation to communicate with each other, as well as our obligation to take reports as they come. And it really breaks down who is a mandated reporter in the community and who is obligated to report. And so that Penal Code is under the Attorney General's jurisdiction and something that they were looking into and have the jurisdiction to do so.
Most of the reporting was being done on paper, which Megerson says was extremely inefficient.
Previously, we had a lot of paper-based systems. We were taking reports using paper. We were taking messages using paper, and we were cross-reporting to law enforcement using paper, and vice versa. They were cross-reporting to us using paper. And those things were really stopping up our system. And so we've now implemented an electronic system where we can communicate with law enforcement, the sheriff's office, specifically as they're part of the investigation, but on our end, all law enforcement jurisdictions in Humboldt County, to ensure that we're having that immediate cross-report at the time of the referral. And we've also implemented some electronic systems to ensure that when our community, our mandated reporters or non-mandated reporters are calling us, they are being immediately transferred to a screener who can take that report from them and we can make the next steps from there.
DHHS knew they were not serving the community as they were needed to. The changes to electronic systems that Megerson mentioned were some of the proposed changes that have come out of this settlement. As the electronic systems have already been implemented, DHHS is now a few steps ahead.
We weren't responding to the community in the way that we needed to, and mandated reporters were struggling to contact us with the paper-based system and the low staffing and the inability to take calls immediately because we really didn't have the staff that we needed to do that. Mandated reporters were having to wait, and in turn, that would lengthen the time that we were able to provide that information to law enforcement, and vice versa, law enforcement being able to quickly respond and kind of know what's going on and share that information with us. And so moving forward, the Attorney General's settlement is something that we were able to work with. The Deputy Attorney General that we were working with was really open to us being at the table to make these decisions together. And a lot of the ideas that came to being and came part of the settlement are things that we brought to the table to say, hey, these are some ideas we have that might address some of these issues. So that includes having an automatic call distribution system. So instead of the phone ringing and a clerical staff answering it and taking a message, the calls go immediately with this new system, immediately to a screener. Instead of screeners using paper copy, they're immediately entering their own data into our system. And instead of keeping paper logs, we have an electronic log. So a lot of these electronic things that are in the settlement are things that we've already created and we've already put in practice. So we're in a really good place as the timelines are just starting and we've actually implemented a lot of these practices.
In addition to making the changes proposed in the settlement, Child Welfare Services will be working with the Sheriff's Office to draft a mandated reporting guide.
One of the things that comes out of the settlement is that Child Welfare and the Sheriff's Office are getting together and creating a task force, and it's a community task force. And so we'll be reaching out to school districts, hospitals, tribes, all of our community partners that work with children and have something to say about the work that we do. And we're going to be coming together on a regular basis, and initially we'll be working on creating a mandated reporter guide. And that guide is something that no jurisdiction in the country has done yet. And so this is a big step for us and really exciting and something we're definitely going to need you know, the community to be together and work on this together. So definitely we are really hoping for that community involvement.
According to some court papers, the Attorney General's office feels that DHHS and HCSO worked together to reach the settlement and, quote, affirmed their commitment to make meaningful changes to how child abuse and neglect reports are handled in Humboldt County, end quote. DHHS Director Connie Beck also commented on the settlement, quote, staff inherited an inefficient paper and pencil system that they've had to work with for many years. I'm grateful for their commitment to systems improvement and ultimately to the children and families we serve, end quote. From the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff William Hansel commented on the settlement as well. Quote, I am thankful that through this process, our communication and teamwork with CWS has grown strong. Our new communication system and joint response protocol will ensure that mandated reports of child abuse and neglect are quickly investigated and that children are protected, end quote. For more information on child welfare services, you can contact their department within DHHS at 707-445-6180. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Sydney Marone.